Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are talking about baby dedication today. And our Bible text is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 7. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 7. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit down at home, when you walk on the street, and when you lie down, and when you get up." Amen.
Amen.
This considerable misunderstanding and confusion what to do with a newborn baby. Many churches, they are baptizing babies, but that is not biblical. The Roman Catholic Church, they even say if a baby is not baptized and dies, he goes to hell. Some churches, they anoint a baby, but anointment is actually to be set apart for something different, for a special task in their life. We follow the Bible, which talks about dedication. When parents dedicate their children, it really means to give it back to God. To dedicate it to God means to give it to God. There are responsibilities involved in baby dedications. Christian parents who decide to a child, who dedicate a child, are making a promise to God before the church congregation. The promise is to do everything within their power to raise a child in a godly way until he or she can decide on his or her own to follow God. Parents who make this vow or commitment are instructed to raise the child in the ways of God and not according to their own ways. Some of the responsibilities include teaching and training the child in God's word, demonstrating practical examples of godliness, discipling the child according to God's ways, and praying earnestly for the child. When you dedicate your child, you're committing to raise them in an environment where they hear about Jesus and have an opportunity to accept him. Your child didn't begin following Jesus just by accident. When you dedicate your child, you committed to raise them in the right way. When you dedicate your child, you're deciding that you will raise the child and teaching him who Jesus is. Christian parents love God. Amen. Amen. And they model that out for their children because we know that only our example counts. If the words and the example do not correspond, nothing works. We teach our children what it looks like to follow Jesus. And we talk about it, and we think about it often. Leading children to live like Jesus isn't a checkbook for the parental to-do list. It is intentional, an ongoing conversation with a child that shapes what they are now and what they are to become. Our opening verse talks about this. These commandments, it said, these commandments that I give you today, you are to be upon your hearts. First, the commandments have to be on our heart. We have to understand what the Lord requires of us. We cannot instruct children if we do not know the commandments ourselves. Next, you have to impress them on your children. Talk about them when you are at home, when you walk on the street, when you lie down, and when you get up. So the whole day, we should speak about the Lord. When you dedicate your child, you give him to God. You give the child to God. But the child doesn't know what is happening. The child cannot understand. Therefore, it is important, imminent, that you train your child, teach him who Jesus is and what he requires of us. We lead them to salvation. We teach them what it means to be born again. It's important that we teach our children the Bible and tell them Bible stories. There is no age limit to that. Even small children, they can understand in their spirit what you are telling them. They may not understand and grasp it with their mind, but with the spirit, they understand. The next is that we teach them about prayer. Teach them how to pray. Teach them when to pray. Teach them that prayer has to be continuously. I have dedicated many children. Most of them are following Jesus. But there are others. It's usually the fault of the parents who didn't follow God. They didn't read the Bible to the children. They didn't pray with them. They didn't attend the church. So you cannot expect children to be on the right way if you are not doing it yourself. Proverbs 22, verse 6 says, train a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not turn from it. Train your child. You train the child so many things during life, so you also train them what it is to be a Christian. Praise the Lord. In the Bible, we find dedication of children to the Lord. Hannah was a barren woman, and she decided that if God gives her a son, she will dedicate him and give him into the service of God. And what she promised, she did. So when the son was born, she brought him to the tabernacle where he served, and he became a great prophet and statesman by the name of Samuel. In Luke 2:22 also we read how Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple to dedicate him. After 40 days, in order to dedicate him to the Lord, during this time, great prophecies were spoken about him by Simeon and by the prophetess Anna. Of blessings, not dedication, but of blessings, we read in Mark 10:16. It says, and he took the children in his arms and put his hands on them and blessed them. So Jesus took the children and blessed them. Also we read in Matthew 19:14, where Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." We see that Jesus loved children and he blessed them. God spoke to Jeremiah about his calling. In Jeremiah 1:5 it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Before God, you, the baby was formed in the belly, already God had chosen him and knew him and knew what he's going to do in life. Praise the Lord. God, who created the universe, has a plan for your life, for each one of us. In dedicating a child, we agree that this plan should be fulfilled. We agree with God and do our best that this plan can be fulfilled. It's true, we don't know what is going to happen throughout a life. The baby is born and you don't know what is going to happen, whether he's coming in a statesman, a politician, a pastor, or whatever in life. Jesus loves children, and God knows your child. He knew it before it was born. And so we do our best to train the child so that the child can respond to God when God calls. He said the punishment of one who makes a child sin will be big. Child modesty and pedophilia actions will be judged terribly on the last day. The word dedication has different meanings. The dedication, the dictionary says, dedication is the willingness to give a lot of time and energy to something because it is important. Give all your energy, all your time, because it is so important. You know, there are people that have hobbies and they spend all their time with their hobby and they are working with it in every 3 minutes. A statement that says, in whose honor something has been written in a book. When you open a book, sometimes it says in the beginning, dedicated to such and such a person. Or dedication is also a ceremony in which a building, especially a religious building, is opened for use. Its purpose usually is stated. So the activity of giving a lot of energy and time to something that you think is important. For you as parents, your children are important. And they are even more important to God. Nothing is free in this world. Every action has a reaction. No child will grow up right without being taught the right way. But everyone has to dedicate his life to God. We do not only dedicate babies, we dedicate ourselves unto God. Dedication is a willingness to give a lot of time and energy because something is important to us. What is important to you? What is important to you? For some people, it's important to have a lot of money. For some, it's important to have a house. For some, it's important to have an expensive car. But these are all worldly. worldly things, and people dedicate all their time to these things. But you know, you can never have the newest car or the newest smartphone. Impossible. When you buy the newest one, already the next one is in preparation. So you're always old. While you buy the newest, the newer one is coming. Whatever you buy will become old. Every beautiful young woman will have wrinkles after some years. Things of the world, they come and go. The moment you are born, you're on the way to die. Therefore, it is important, listen, it is important what we do with our life. What do we do with the years between birth and death? That is important. Will you decide your life to meaningless things which have no lasting results? Or will you decide your life to do something that lasts forever? In what do you invest your time? Psalm 102, verse 26. It says, "They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away." So things of this world, they will pass away. In John 2, first letter of John, chapter 2, verse 17, it says, "The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever." Therefore, dedicate your life to God, whatever it really may be. Whatever your age may be, dedicate your life to God. Dedicate your time and your energy to that which lasts forever. We not only dedicate our life, we also dedicate our possessions. When you come to understand that your possessions are only lent to us, our outlook on money and possession will change. Psalm 50, verse 16, it says, "To every animal, for every animal of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills." And 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 3 says, "Your silver and gold are mine, and the best of your wives and children are mine." So everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. Also our children. He gave it to us to be stewards of it. The money I have is not mine. It belongs to God. Therefore, when I give tithes and offerings, I will only give back to God what already belongs to Him. In return, He blesses me with whatever I need, praise the Lord. This we have to understand. Even when we dedicate a child, we give it back to God. We give it back to God because it belongs to Him. A child is not my possession. It's given to me to look after it and to care for it. Some parents make the mistake that they manage their children so much that their children can never be independent. They're always my child, my child, my child. And the child cannot be free and cannot develop and cannot live in life. So we have to understand this concept. Everything and everyone belongs to God. We can't fight against God We can say, this is mine. We can rebel against the ordinances of God. We will not gain anything by that. We will lose out. When we dedicate ourselves and our talents and our possessions to Him, we will be blessed with even more. As we dedicate this child, we give him over to God, who has redeemed him, who has created him. God has created your baby. You have to understand. Who created it? God. To whom does it belong? To God. We do our best to make him what? We do our best to make him want to belong to God. As your children see Christian conduct in your lives, they will follow the way of belief. If they see no Christian conduct in your life, don't be surprised if they pray for, are praying to the world. So our responsibility as parents is very great. We are not to alone in this world, but we have to show our Christianity to the, in the, by the way that we live, and especially at home. Someone said Christianity starts at home. People will see and believe because of your words and conduct fit together. May you be blessed. May you be blessed as you bring your children, or if you don't have children yet, the children to be. May you be blessed as you bring them up, as you dedicate them into the service of God. Amen.